Welcome to Vallejos Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Sunday, September 16th, 2018. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching today. Her message is, We are created to be in community. The Old Testament lesson is from Genesis chapter 2, verses 4b through 7, and verses 15 through 23.
As most of you know, my father died suddenly. And I'll be honest, it's a little hard to be up here preaching today, and so I'm asking for God's help and for your understanding as well. I know it won't be my best sermon, hopefully it won't be my worst either, but there's something about faithfulness, which means you show up with who you are and what you have, and maybe that's all God needs of me this morning, and actually maybe that's all God needs from any of us. Any particular day. When I first heard the news of my dad's death last Tuesday, September 4th, in the early afternoon, the first question that pops in my head was, oh my gosh, what do I do? And I knew my answer. I didn't need to do very much, but I knew I needed to go and be with my mom. I've never bought a ticket and flown on the same day, but thank God for air travel and credit cards. I was able to pack a bag while simultaneously being on the phone with Southwest, and as soon as I hung up, I called Jennifer Valverde and said, hi, you're the personnel chair, I'm disappearing. By the way, can you get me a ride to BART? And she said yes, and I was on a plane by 6:10 that night. And so it wasn't a question of doing so much as a desire, a deep desire to be physically present with my mom, to go and give her a hug, to just sit and be with her, even if we didn't know what there was to do. Now, technology is great. I mean, it's great that you can FaceTime somebody across the globe or Skype them. You can even call somebody while you're hiking or out on a boat. But ultimately, technology and communication is an incomplete form of connection. It's helpful. It's very helpful. But I'm not sure if it's ever a replacement for face-to-face connections and intimacy. I looked around the airport gate, and people weren't talking with each other. You know what everybody's doing? Everybody's in their own little screen. And I admit I was there too, but we don't have these casual conversations with each other anymore because everybody just turns around and does this. Now, when the Bible was written, they didn't have electronic technology, so I couldn't just pull up a verse and talk about that. But even though there's not a Bible passage that directly addresses technology, Scripture as a whole is the holy story of God's love for humanity. Scripture tells us about God, tells us about human beings, and how God and human beings interreact. Yes, the Scripture tells us what it means to be human. Yeah, that means those human flaws as well. And so our fall series, Family Matters, will look at Old Testament families. Cain and Abel, old Abraham and old Sarah, Jacob cheating Esau, Joseph's jealous brothers. It's worth looking at these stories and noticing that they're not all full of superheroes, but they're full of human beings figuring out life, figuring out family, figuring out faithfulness. And so today we start at the beginning, the creation of human beings, Adam and Eve. You'll notice this is the creation story, but this isn't the one that says, and then there was light, and then God said that it was good. That happens in chapter 1, and then in chapter 2 we get this longer story. The Garden of Eden. So in this version of the creation story, there was a stream that came first. And then second, the Lord God took the dust and formed man from the dust of the ground. But the man was not yet living. What did God have to do to make the man living? He breathed into it. He breathed spirit into his nostrils, the breath of life. And then the man, the dust, became a living being. And then after the man, the living being, was there, then the plants could be grown and the man could help take care of that. But even this man, with lots of green plants, was incomplete. And so at verse 18, the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner." And so, in an attempt to start making partners, the man created living creatures. There's land animals like cows and sloths and tarantulas and kittens. There's bird animals, seagulls and hummingbirds and red-tailed hawks. But out of all of the trees and all of the plants and all of the animals, not even adorable Labrador retrievers, there was not a helper or a partner for the human being. There were many, many good parts of creation there, but none of them were suitable. That even with all of that, the man was still alone. And so the Lord God did something different. As a human being slept, he pulled a rib, a piece out, and created woman. And when man saw woman, then he was joyful. He says, "This at last." It's like he's going, "Finally, this is what I was looking for. This is what I was missing. This is someone who can be my helper and my partner. This is someone who can be my true companion, someone else to speak to, who can listen, who can plan and dream with me as only other human beings can." And so from the very beginning, God creates human beings not to be alone. I think this is more than just the human, husband-wife connection. I don't think this is as much a story about marriage and that you're not supposed to be alone only in a married form. I think it's much more about humanity. Human beings need other human beings. One of my favorite writers is Brené Brown, and she says that in order to have a fully wholehearted life, we need courage, we need compassion, and we need connection. And she defines connection as this: connection is the energy that exists between people when they feel seen, heard, and included, when they can give and receive without judgment, and when they derive sustenance and strength from the relationship. That's the connection that I hear in this creation story of human beings, that the man and the woman can see each other and derive sustenance and strength from their relationship with one another. And that in that, God does not want any of us to be alone. Now, there's modern scientific language for this as well. They say that human beings are hardwired for connection. And so the neuroscientists have essentially come to the same conclusion that the writer of Genesis came to. It's not good for man to be alone. This week, I was listening to a podcast about connections and voicemail, and they referenced a study where they gave teenage girls a stressful sort of academic test. And then at a break, one half of the girls were allowed to text their moms, right? And the other half of the girls were allowed to call their moms. And then they measured their stress hormone levels during the test and then after they were able to interact with their mom. Okay, you can guess which one made their stress levels go down more. It was talking to their mother, right? Not just doing it through a screen. You know this. We know this. We just don't do it very well. But I have found in this week, as I live with my grief, that I am grateful in those times to not be so alone. I'm grateful by a community of prayer. I'm grateful for the cards. I'm grateful for my friend Gail and Michael for leading in my absence. I'm also grateful that my mother has deep connections. She's been a member of her church at Rolling Hills United Methodist for over 40 years. And so a sudden death like this reminds me, and then maybe it's my turn to remind all of us, to pay attention to what's really important. The saying in our house, our people are more important than screens. But it's really important that we might connect with one another, to love and to be loved. That is what God has created us for. So I encourage you, like that old telephone commercial, reach out and touch someone. Put down your electronic, take someone out to lunch. Perhaps call your mom or reach out to somebody who you think might feel lonely or disconnected. For indeed, it is not good for human beings to be alone. We are created to be connected and in community by our God who has created us to love and be loved. Thanks be to God.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.